Oh, oh, one. You know, we'll see what time it finishes. Maybe we can learn right there on the shul. Well, even if it is, I won't answer it, but no, thank you. Okay, I don't know if nobody has this saying. Kuf Chav Zayin. If you're following along, it's on page Kuf Chav Zayin. We're moving towards the end of the Psicha. The Chavis Halvavis is just listing, he's just listing the benefits of Bitachon. And really, the Psicha split up into two hands. The benefits of Bitachon in Ruchnius, and the benefits of Bitachon in Gashmius. So we're at the end of the, we're towards the end of the list of in Ruchnius, why Bitachon, the benefits of Bitachon in Ruchnius. For old mito alios habotech of Hashem, Yisrael men v'yishad there binyanei hados, more benefits. We said you're not afraid of evil people, you're not afraid of doing the right thing, you are, you have menuchas nefesh, you're not worried, so you're free to contemplate the important things about life. You know, the Chavis Halvavis, one of his main, the whole, really the main principle of the Sefer, which he calls Chavis Halvavis, is, you know, we're used to thinking, and I hope, it's very, a little dangerous what I'm about to say, so I must be very precise, you shouldn't misunderstand. We're used to thinking that, if you say, where's the bulk of Judaism? The bulk of Avodas Hashem. So we say in actions, in deeds. Chavis Halvavis really says that, and here, although it's a prerequisite, the person goes through life and has the right attitudes and right feelings, but doesn't do the right actions, it doesn't, I'm talking, if they know, if they just don't care to do the right actions, not if they don't know, but if they know and they don't care, because they say, Hashem, the ikar is the heart, doesn't really matter if I'm careful about, you know, if I'm careful about any isser or obligation that you have to do, the main thing's the heart. So it's a prerequisite. It's a question of priorities. If there would be priorities, actions indeed take the first priority in Yiddish Hashkofa. But the Chavis Halvavis is here to tell us that that's a minority, it's a minor part of what Hashem really, it's a priority, but it's an empty shell. It's like the body without the soul. The soul is the Chavis Halvavis, is our attitudes towards life, our attitudes towards Hashem. It's the lev, the machshava. And the Chavis Halvavis was written in order to develop the right attitudes and develop the right thoughts. What Olam Hazeh is vis-a-vis Olam Haba, what's important, what's not important, that Olam Hazeh is a prose door, Hashem's always watching us, Hashem cares about us, Hashem is the one controlling everything. These are all attitudes. Attitudes, feelings, and that's what the Chavis Halvavis is. That's what the point of the Sefer is. So when we're learning this, and he's talking about Bitachon, and he talks so much about it, that's like one of the most important things in the world. To inculcate the right attitude towards everything that goes on in life. So that's, so, okay, I just wanted to make that clear. And sometimes it seems, I don't know if it seems repetitious, it's over and over, because it's a Sefer, it's an avoda. It's an avoda of a whole life to develop the right attitudes, because so much in the world pulls us away from the right attitudes. Even in Yiddishkeit itself, sometimes we lose sight, what we say, we lose sight of the forest because of the trees. And we're so careful about dikduk halacha, Of course, we must be careful about Diktat Halacha to make that clear. But you're so caught up in it that, you know, we could lose sight of what Shabbos is and what Yom Tov is. What lessons are we supposed to be learning from Shabbos? You know, take challah, you know. So, if stop and think what you're doing and what it means. And it's really, all right, we don't take, you know, I'm not fresh from Muslim ISIS so much. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael we have more of a chance to, but we usually buy stuff with a heksha. But then you get a chance to take off challah. You have to stop and think what you're doing. Reishis arisas heichem, tidnu l'Hashem truma. You think, you know, this is really, and you separate, it's like giving your bechorah to Hashem, you're taking from the Isa. So, all the mitzvahs, everything, you know, it is easy, it is a trap to get caught up in the minutia of halacha, and by getting caught up, I don't mean to be careful about it. You have to be careful about the minutia in halacha. Getting caught up in it means that that's where your mind and focus, and that's it. And that's what you're focused on, and then you're so, and then after that, it's like, you're home free. And you missed the whole point, because you didn't think about what it means, how it's supposed to make us feel, what it's supposed to do to us, and change us as people, and make us more spiritual, bring us closer to Hashem, realize things. And then, okay? So he talks about Bitochel now, that the Toelis is having Bitochel helps you in your Avodas Hashem. And now he's going to talk about money now. But the truth is, it's not only true about money. What he's about to say is true about any talent that a person has or doesn't have. Okay, so he says as follows. If you have bitachon, you have ki abatecha Hashem yisaleh, im hoya balhon, let's say he's rich. Person either has money or doesn't have money. So if he has money, so if he has bitachon, he won't hesitate to do mitzvahs with his money. He has to give tzedakah, he has to give ma'aser, he has to give tzedakah, he has to do chesed, he has to buy things for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, be generous, have guests over the house. Will be generous. A Baal B'tochel will be generous because he has the right attitude about his money and why Hashem gave him money and what it's there for. So he'll do mitzvahs. Yemaher, he won't hesitate. He won't always be having a tug of war with his personality. He won't be having this tug of war, you know, when it's time to be generous. A Baal B'tochel will tend towards generosity. That's what he's saying. Because he's not worried. So Yemar laharfresh matnos Hashem. You have sometimes people who are stingy, and it's taka, not what the Chavis HaVavis is talking about. It's an illness. They're not worried about anything. They have more money than they know what to do with. It's a problem that they can't share with another. You're not talking about that here. Because for that, B'tochel, I don't see it being as a solution. You need other solutions. But he's talking here, and the person is always worried. So, a Baal B'tochon will be more free to do mitzvahs. Poshut, he'll be more free to do mitzvahs, whether it's with money, so that, now I'm adding what I said, with time, with other talents a person has. A person has talents. So you have to use those talents. Hashem, either doing chesed, or you have to figure out. A person is given a talent, they should always use that talent. I mean, always. A person has a gift for writing, a person has a gift for, you know, acting, they put on plays. I'm not endorsing anything in particular. I'm just saying the idea of using the talent, whether it's to raise money for tzedakah, I think I don't know if the play has done lately, if they have messages. The truth is, you could put on a play, a good fiction story, very powerful way to deliver a message. It's hard to learn a Musar Sefer. People don't want to learn Musar. It's hard to learn Musar. You give a story with a message, or it's powerful, very powerful. You can accomplish very much if you have a talent for writing or for poetry. But Baal Bitachon will be more generous in sharing their talents, their money, their time, because he's not worried that there won't be anything left for himself. Someone will take it from him. Someone will, you know, he won't worry. Yemayr laharfish matnos Hashem uschuyus bnei adam mehono benefesh nediva uvetuv leiv. Baal Bitachon will be generous, will be good-hearted. He's not worried. Now, Chavis Halbova says an amazing thing. And this is what he says, V'im lo yi alohon. What happens if he doesn't have money? So Baal Bitachon will consider it a blessing. He says a very funny thing. It sounds very funny. He says, he'll also look at it as a benefit from Hashem. Because someone with money has responsibility. And someone has to meet that responsibility. And if he doesn't meet that responsibility, so Hashem, he'll be violating the trust Hashem put in him by giving him so much money. And if someone's poor, he should look at his poverty. Baruch Hashem, I don't have this responsibility. Maybe a person with money has to support Torah. Who knows what he has to do? He has that responsibility. A person with talent has a responsibility to use it. It's such a funny thing, he says. A person who doesn't have money, doesn't have talent, should say, Baruch Hashem. Hashem, I don't have this responsibility. This ol, I don't have this ol on me. Imagine the ol a person has if he can accomplish things and do things, and he could be an influence others, and build organizations, and organize, and get people to do. Yes, there's a tremendous responsibility. Chavis says, a Baal Bitachon is not sad at any lack of money. He's saying the talent. He doesn't look at others and say, "Hey, I wish, I'm jealous, I wish." Baal Bitachon knows that what Hashem gave him or her is fine, and to their benefit. You say, Baruch Hashem, I don't have the burden. If I'd be a Reichman, I don't know if I would live up to the responsibility of building Moses Torah, or, you know, or all these other rich people. So you have to say, Baruch Hashem, I don't have the Nisayon, I don't have the responsibility. Year Heder Hahon, he will see his lack of money as a Tovalo, Me'es Hashem. He'll see it as a benefit. That's how he'll view it. That will be his perspective. Hashem made this matzav, so he doesn't have a debt to repay. He doesn't have the achrayus of using what Hashem gave him. He only has to worry about himself. Person can't speak, is not charismatic, so he should think, for Hashem, I'd be charismatic. I would have the burden of going, being machzor people b'tshuva. I would have to go out there and influence people. And go, Baruch Hashem, I only have myself to worry about. I'm not going influencing nobody. So, b'glal miyut tirdus libo b'shmira so b'nihulo. Here he's talking about money. And he's saying he has to look at his lack of money as a benefit. Why is his lack of money a benefit? First of all, he doesn't have the responsibility of using the money properly. Now he's specifically talking about money, although it might apply to other things. He says a person without money also, he doesn't have pizur hanefesh. This is the famous Chayyot Halvavos. Maybe everyone heard the phrase, Hashem yatsi leini pizur hanefesh. You have money, you always have to be in touch with the money. You have to know what's doing. You have investments. You have to check what the rate today is. You have buildings. You have to check on the workers. You have stocks. You have to look at the stock market tables to see what's doing. You're always busy. You're always marben nechosa marben daika. That's what it means. You're always busy. So even if Baruch Hashem you have money and you do good things with it, but you're all over the place. You can't have a simple life. Life isn't simple. So if a person doesn't have money, he has to thank Hashem that he has a simple life. He could focus on his family, let's say. He could focus on his avodas Hashem. He doesn't have anything.
But then you're worried about how you're going to make ends meet.
The Baal Bitochim won't be worried about that either. He's saying the different benefits a Baal Bitochim will have. I'll give you an example about what he's talking about. Let's say a person owning a home is seen as a tremendous, it's an important thing. And Chazal speak really very approvingly of owning one's home. Now let's say a person never had the money to own a home. He was only able to rent. So he has to say Baruch Hashem. Because you own a home, then when it rains and the roof leaks, you go crazy. The furnace breaks down. You rent, you give a call up to the landlord, and you say, the roof's leaking, you better come fix the roof. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm laughing, I never owned a home. I'm not saying I have this mila, I just don't have any money. So. But it has a tremendous mila. At least I try to convince my wife of that. It does have a mila. It does, it really, I see people, anything breaks, anything goes wrong, anything. It's not your problem. It does give a certain menuchos nefesh. So it's true. I'm aware of all the financial cheshbonos, why it's not kedai to rent, and why you're burning money and you're throwing away money, and your living costs increase as you get older and older. And if you own a home, your living costs decrease as you get older and older. I'm fully aware of all the economic ramifications. I'm pointing out what the Chayyav, again, it's attitude. Because the Chayyav is saying, if you have it this way, this is how you should think. Because Hashem is always a native. Hashem always does what's best for you. And you have to look at the good part. The good part is, Baruch Hashem, I don't have daigus. I don't have worries. The roof leaks, the furnace breaks. It's not my problem. So that's what he's saying. You know, to address what you said, you have a point. But Shlomo HaMelech said, you know, the oni that can't afford, you know, so he has a simple meal, so he knows where his meal's coming from, and he knows what he could afford, and he knows he doesn't have much, he's going to make do with less. So he adjusts his lifestyle to make do with less, and he doesn't have to worry about car models, and he doesn't have to worry about fashion, and his wife has no expectations about her wardrobe, and he has no expectations about his car, and he has no expectations about his clothing, and his children have no expectations about vacationing, about going places for vacation, have lowered expectations. There's a lot to be said for it. There's a lot to be said for a simple lifestyle because he can't afford more. I don't know about this generation, but I'm in the generation where I grew up, where it was the most normal thing in the world for my parents to turn around to me and say, we can't afford it. And I'm talking about a tape recorder. I'm not talking about a car. I'm talking about a tape recorder. You want a tape recorder? My father said to me, go work and earn some money and buy a tape recorder. and my children not like that. Because I grew up in the 50s and 60s. We were poor. I didn't know I was poor. But we had a simple lifestyle. So my kids, I'm going to say we can't afford a tape recorder. Of course, the tape, every kid has to have his own tape recorder. Because they all want to learn. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but I'm that age where I grew up very differently than my children are growing up. And it's not such a big miler. You have to worry they'll be spoiled. You have to worry what happens if they'll have to do without, and they're used to having what they want, and all of a sudden they have to do without. Can they handle it? And do they feel for others? Do they know what it means to be without? It's not partial. There's a lot to be said for poverty. A component of Chavovus's point is that if you're in that matzav, a Baal Bitochen won't get depressed. He'll look at it cheerfully. He'll say, you know, I don't have to worry about the bursa. What's it called? What's that? The stock market? Okay. So the tzaddik said, this is a very, very chavis halvavus. If you don't know it, you better know it now. Because it'll be very embarrassing if you say you learned chavis halvavus shara bitochen psicha and you don't know this. That a tzaddik once said, harachmon yatzilenu mipizur hanefesh. I don't know how would you translate pizur hanefesh. We say, all, being all over the place. But it was the pizur hanefesh. Right, Amr lo yomav pizur hanefesh. What do you mean Hashem should save you from pizur hanefesh? Amr shehili rechush, that I'll have holdings in every country, in every continent. I'll have holdings and riches. Parish kol nachal b'chol ir. I'll have real estate holdings. I'll have buildings going up all over. I'll have investments. V'hu ma'amr kagmonenu. And really, that could be summed up in four words in Pirkei Avos: mar b'nechosim, mar b'daiga. Amru ezehu osher hasameach b'chelko. It's an amazing insight. I never learned like that in ezehu osher hasameach b'chelko. I always learned, it's good mussar. So osher hasameach b'chelko, you're a real osher. But he's saying, because if you're sameach b'chelko, you're the true osher, because you have menuchos nefesh. You're not. You don't have this pizur hanefesh. You're not always worried about your holdings and your investments and how the economy is doing. The hine haboteach al Hashem yasik to aliyos ahon, so he'll be able to use money the way money is supposed to be used, only to live. Money will be the tool with which he lives. That's all. It won't be anything else, because he has minimum money. So he'll use the money the right way. He won't have the nisoyon of money. He won't be set. You have money, you always have nisyonos. Say, you want to go places, you want to travel, you want to buy things. The nisyon is lurking from all over. And the person with minimal money will have the exact use of money that Hashem intended. It's there to live on, to allow you to live, that's all. Gehu kal koloso, it'll be his, what he needs to live on. V'inotzel mitir doslei ba'al ahon, and he'll be saved from the constant headaches and worry of v'rov da'agoso olav. You know, I'm making a way, yeah? I'm not. I hope it's a simple wedding. Whatever. You know, they used to make weddings in halacha. They're always talking about weddings Friday afternoons. Money for a meal. So Friday night, you make a big meal. So you invited people to the meal. That was it. So they're always talking about weddings on Fridays because you didn't have to worry about the caterer.
That's how they did it.
You didn't have what?
And that's how my great-grandparents...
Yeah. They got married anyway. And believe me, they didn't have to worry if it's going to rain. They're not so much invested in the planning. So they don't worry if it's going to rain. And they didn't have to worry. There's a million worries. And it takes away from the wedding. Because how many people don't enjoy their simcha? Because they're worried about the color coordination. And then this is not working out. And then this has to be perfect. And this and that. And you end up not enjoying your own simcha. Very, very common. So Chavis Havodos knew what he was talking about. If you're poor, you say, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to make a bar mitzvah for my child. Have a kiddush and shul. Well, without cholent. With one kind of kugel. And people will make cakes. My neighbors will make cakes. And that will be the bar mitzvah. Except, first of all, we're embarrassed. Unfortunately, we're embarrassed. And then, that's wrong. But if you're poor, and you know you're poor, so that's what the Chavis Havodos says. You don't have to worry about the bar mitzvah. You know, it's going to be a very simple affair, and that's all. You save yourself a lot of headache and stress and worry.
But you find very few people do that. People tend to...
Very few people have bitachon. No, Baruch Hashem. In general, Hashem, you know, Hashem has given the Jewish people a shefa that, you know, the shefa that has existed since the end of the Holocaust, the graph, the upward graph of people's pashut monetary comfortableness is a shefa from Shemayim. I'm aware that not everybody has it, but it's still, as we talk about the Jewish people as a whole, we're living in a shefa that is like the golden age of Spain. But it, you know, again, first of all, it listen to the Chavis Havodos. It carries its nisyonos with it. So again, a Baal Bitachon will deal with everything the right way. He'll be generous with his money. He'll give it out. He'll do good things with it, and he won't always worry about having it. But if you don't have money, he says, at least have the right perspective on it. The Baal Bitachon has the right perspective and realizes, and then he. His life is easier and simpler. Let me just pasuk in Koheles. The sukkah nasa oved, the simple worker has a sweet life. In ma'at v'imharbe yochal, he earns, he eats yigia kapov, and that's what he has. V'hasova le'osher, this is Shlomo HaMelech talking, but the rich man's wealth einu maniach lo lishon. You know, can't sleep at night. Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah.
I just want to add something. Just I saw a very similar idea in a Talmud.
In a what? Fine.
In a Sefer Darash Moshe or Moshe Feinstein, right? So in the pasuk, I don't remember exactly where, but it says as habracha v'as haklala, and the word is in. So in, like if you listen to Hashem, then you'll have a bracha, and if you don't, then you have a klala, and this is what will happen. So in usually is if. So in other words, you think, well, if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll have bracha in your life, and if you don't, then you'll have klal. But in can also be kasher, when. So it's when. So what is the bracha? The bracha is gufa the schar. It's not that you get something. The bracha is that you're sameach b'chalko, and that is the bracha. Because what you have is the bracha.
Right.
You know, it's how you see it.
How you deal with it, right? It's probably in the beginning of Re'e. That's where it says the pasuk. Es habracha tishmu. This is the beginning of Re'e. Okay, let's continue. Umehem, and the last in his list of spiritual benefits of having bitachon. So what was the last one? How would we sum it up? That whether you have money, you don't have money, the spiritual benefit is the mitzvahs, you'll be more generous if you have money, you have talents, you have things, you'll be more generous. You'll have generosity of spirit. The Baal Bitachon will have generosity of spirit. And if you don't have it, you'll also look at it with a perspective that'll make you a happy person. And it'll increase your Bitachon and Hashem. You'll focus on that. This is a good thing. And Hashem's giving you a simple life, and you have worries. You don't have to worry about things. So you'll deal with it the right way. Umehem, another spiritual benefit, is Shabbateach al Hashem, lo yimno ehu rov momono, b'liftoach al Hashem, kino nishol al hono. Here he focuses more on the right attitude towards money. Your attitude towards money will be that Hashem gave it to you as a pikadon. You'll look at it as a trust. You're holding it in trust. V'hubeinuf kein pikadon, shenitztave leishtamish bo, bofanam yuchadim, uvidvorm yuchadim, adzman mugbo. A person has a limited amount of time to live. He has money. The money he's only going to have until his time is up. So he has a pikadon and he has to use it until a certain time. And then Hashem looks what he did with the money. V'yem hismid kiyumo biyado. If he has it, rich people always feel superior to others. It's a fact of life. Other people treat them as superior and they feel superior. They walk into a room, everybody respects them, everybody's a little scared of them. It has an aura of power to it. So Zalbovis is saying, he's not negating that, that's maybe a reality, but he's saying, if the rich person is a Baal Bitachon, he will realize, and there are rich people like that, we read about them sometimes, and it's an avoda. The rich person will realize that the money is not his, doesn't belong to him, that Hashem was mashpia in him with it, and it was given to him for a reason to do things with, and it's a pikadon. It's not really his. It doesn't feel a self of possession. It doesn't make him a better person. It doesn't make him a more chosh of a person. It doesn't give him any credits. It's a shefa from Hashem. Lo lachachomim lechem, Shlomo Melech says. So he realizes that, the Baal Bitacho, and he knows it's from Hashem, and therefore he has to use it the way Hashem wants him to. It's not him. He doesn't feel a sense of superiority over others. Beinu misporabo, al mishin etztav alitin lo mimenu. So he gives tzedakah. Einu mevakish al kach todo ubracha. He doesn't wait for the oni has to give him toda, certainly. That's the oni's achrayas, and the karas hatov. But the proper attitude from the usher's perspective would not have him demanding, certainly not even waiting for a thank you, like he did with the money, what he's supposed to do with the money. That's why Hashem gave him money. It's a pikadon, and he used it. He doesn't want thanks from the other person. Excuse me, I ordered it. Hello? Oh, no, I cannot talk to you now. Please call me in 10, 15 minutes. Bye. Sorry. Bein ha-bespor bo'al mishan etztav alitin lo mimenu. Bein ha-mavakish al kach todo bracha. Ez yodo Hashem. He thanks Hashem. Asher asol sibo lehetiv. That Hashem gave him the merit with which to do mitzvahs. He's able to do mitzvahs. Vim avar ha-momon mimenu. And if he loses the money, Einam etztar olav, he doesn't fall into a depression, v'lo doeg lehedero. I'm not really translating it correctly, because it's going to sound too weird, so I said depression. He says he won't even feel tsar because of it, v'lo doeg lehedero, and you're not worried that it's gone. Eliyod el Hashem, shekibil bachazora, es pigdono meyetzlo. Hashem took back his pikadon. Sounds very very hard, very strange, but this is really the right attitude towards money. It's the right attitude of a Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon walks around thinking and realizing that it's Hashem that provides all. It's Hashem that's doing all. That's why you have Bitachon. He's not talking yet about Bitachon. This isn't the introduction, the benefits of Bitachon. So with Bitachon, you develop that hergish of that everything's from Hashem, that Hashem is doing everything, that Hashem is everything. So you have money, and Baruch Hashem, I'm able to do mitzvahs, I'm able to give tzedakah, I'm able to do chesed. I lost my money, Baruch Hashem, I don't have that achrayus anymore. Hashem took back his pikadon. I didn't even lose anything. Right? That's a very high madrega. To feel like I didn't lose anything. Well, I guess this is like where we find in the Gemara. Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach yishem Hashem avorach. Person, even Rahman al-Islam, a tragedy. Say, Hashem gave me something. So Hashem gave me something for X amount of years. That's all. That's what it means, Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach. You have to ultimately feel very, very, very hard, because certainly we feel a sense of possession, a sense of entitlement, a sense of this belongs to us. Tragedy. We call it tragedy, but the truth is, on the highest level, you say, this is how it was supposed to be. I remember my mother, Shalom, was Mr. Relatively very young, So Moshe came from Achmovel. So his Rebbetzin was on the east side. Everybody was friends on the east side. So his Rebbetzin was friends with my mother. So she knew her. My mother was always very, very fast, very quick. So Moshe said, she finished what she was supposed to do in her life. That's all. Apparently. He said the word apparently. Sorry. I don't know. That word made it much easier to swallow. He said, apparently, she always was in a rush. She was always rushing. So she did it. She already finished. She finished what he was supposed to do with her life. So, like, what do you want? I'm laughing now. I mean, but it was very big nechama. It's very hard to be Menachem. So you say, apparently, she was always in a rush. She was always very intense. So apparently she finished what she was put into this world for. So then she was nifta. Like, as if to say, like, what do you want? What's the problem? Mm-hmm. And of course, but Adiram, that was a nechama. Because then you realize that. So a person loses all his money, he should feel, the Baal Bitochen feels, Hashem gave it to me for 14 years, or for 16 years. That's all. Because it's all. There's no sense of entitlement. None at all. Even for life, for money, for anything. There's no entitlement. Hashem is parceling out whatever he parcels out. Why he does different shapes and sizes and portions that we don't know. We don't know. But we shouldn't feel it's unfair or, that's what he says, as the Zababa says. He'll feel that Hashem just took back his pikadon. That's the famous story with Bruria and Rav Meir, that his sons died and she asked them, someone gave me a pikadon. And now wants it back. Should I give it back? It's a famous story. Rameh says, oh, of course you give it back. What are you asking me? And she showed him his shoulder. And he starts crying. She says, well, you just told me that if someone wants back the pikadon, they get the pikadon back. That's what Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach means. B'lo yeral zuloso, b'yismach b'chelko, b'lo yekani b'shem adam. And he won't be jealous. He won't be jealous of other people. Because it's not that person's. But that person is. We're only jealous most of the time. Most of the time. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my watch. I apologize. It's not nice. But most of the time, jealousy is because we feel we should have it. It's not the other person has it. It's because we. Chaim Soloveitchik says in another place in the Sefer, when a person's jealous, he feels like the other person stole from him what's rightfully his. That's why you're jealous if the other person has a nice car. You say, I really want a nice car. And then, you know, by the time you finish, that's my car. He has my car. That I should have that car. So that's what he's saying here. Like, you can't even show them, you won't be jealous. Because jealousy is based on the feeling of entitlement that we should have it. And the Baal Bitochen would never have such a feeling. He has it. I have what I have. He has what he has. That's all. Okay.